Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Something be a streak if it only happens once?
No.
Okay. So then,
that's not how streaks work.
So that I can't say
unless you're streaking through the quad.
I never did that personally. I can't speak for others on the program. So our streak, or whatever we're going to call it, of Tausch and Jesse and I being on the show all at the same time ends at one.
Yeah.
Edition.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm giving Jesse... I'm not going to get after him today. He's in here actually working. We just did a bunch of stuff. He's grinding. I don't know what's going on. He is... He needs a break. I told him to take 2 weeks off and quit, just like Favre.
Oh, the Favreism, yeah. The Brett Favre was not available at our fantasy football league draft, but we could have taken someone roughly... as likely to be leading in points edition. Andy, where were you, old T? I was disappointed. I saw Ashton Rotman in a Tauscher jersey.
Yeah, you look good. You look good.
But no Mark Tauscher.
Yep.
Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde. I'm back in my basement where I belong in Green Bay. Riley Yauk.
Yaukster.
The thrill with the quill, the love letter writer, the UFC fan, and the worst imitations you can ask for is in for... Jesse Nelson is our cousin sub of the day, but Jesse's working. He just is too busy to work our show, is
correct.
What I was told.
That is true.
And from the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios alongside Riley, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
So I couldn't make it last night, and I know a lot of work put in. Good kudos to you and Jesse to rep the Wilde and Tausch portion of the Fantasy League that our fans are involved in. But what the hell are you doing picking Davante Adams number one overall?
Mm-hmm.
You had the first pick in the whole thing?
Well, I didn't really pick
I was
him.
Told you wow. draft dated. I was told you Vontae Mack or nobody. You went yeah. Davante Adams or did you write it on a napkin?
I did not. And frankly, that's not who I wanted Jesse to take. I was thinking in terms of content, not in terms of winning the league.
Okay, I respect that.
And so what I really wanted him to do, but he was afraid of you, I wanted him to take either Aiden O'Connell or Derek Carr with his first pick. And yeah. so I settled for Davante because it was a little bit of content-driven options, but not as exciting as it would have been had he taken Aiden O'Connell or Derek Carr, his two favorite quarterbacks.
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell's not even going to play for them. I don't even think he's going to play.
Again, 66 different quarterbacks started games last year in the National Football League. That's more than two per team on
average.
Would
we like if Tom Brady came back and played for the Raiders? I'd love it.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
I'd love it.
And my pick of Davante Adams would look a heck of a lot better after that, I would think. So Jesse had the first pick in the draft at our table, too. Now, I was, you know, I was mingling. I was talking to lots of folks. We had a lot of fans who were there.
Yeah, once you leave your basement, you're a social dude. You just don't leave your basement.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
It wasn't a compliment.
It was close to a compliment.
It was adjacent. Compliment adjacent.
Compliment adjacent. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, God.
I know. It's tough. And you're back, and it's still happening. It's terrible. But
maybe I'll take 2 weeks off and quit.
Here's my question, and I know Josh DiMaggio was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Riley, but he might have just been playing a lot of games trying to win tickets to get some toys from the gift shop. But if you get the first overall pick, and you're the show, which is how it happened.
You take McCaffrey, right? Isn't he the number one?
Everybody took McCaffrey.
Well, you should, yeah.
Well, unless he gets hurt, and then you're going to be wishing you hadn't taken McCaffrey. You're going to be a little jealous of us with our Davante Adams putting up 1,300 yards.
Unless Davante gets hurt, or his quarterback stinks, and he decides to get traded.
Yeah, those all could happen. Yeah, certainly. You get traded to Aaron Rodgers of the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers is on our team, too.
We got A-Rod.
Joe Burrow... I believe I saw Jesse sent a photo of his draft results, and he was Goody-esque. He got some really good bargains. He did a really nice job, but we did get Aaron Rodgers late. So again,
how late
great
did Rodgers go?
Maybe you could call Jesse into the studio for a segment. And we could get some more thoughts.
No, I am not. He is.
He's just so busy.
He is very as in Christmas story fragile. I ain't messing with Jelly today. Jelly needs some jelly time.
I'm told the 11th round.
Is there anyone right now that thinks, again, I'm not going wins, losses, teams. Anybody think that Aaron Rodgers' stat line is going to be better than Jordan Love's? Like I've said before, I don't think there's very few teams that would take Aaron over Jordan at this point.
At this point. Sure, he's 40 years old. Right.
No, just for 1 year, though. Does anybody think that his stat line would be better? I don't.
You would acknowledge it could be, though. I mean, you played with
Jason,
the guy. You know how he
happen.
Is when he's motivated.
I'll say this. Yeah, motivation's great.
Mm-hmm.
Having one leg and a little bit of dysfunction and everything.
He's only got one leg now?
I don't care how often he... Go ahead and look at his calf. Somebody showed his calves. You know I'm a big calf guy.
You're
a monster calf guy. You constantly talk about how great your calves are.
It's not true.
I don't see this thing going great.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're more likely right than wrong.
So, again, stats are stats. You can find a way to manipulate them. I don't see any possibility. I'm assuming Jordan Love went, sixth round, something like that probably? Sixth or seventh? Because we have not done our father-son... The only fantasy stuff I do now, because I got fantasied out. I went too big when I finished, and I got completely burnt out of fantasy football. I went 4 or 5 leagues, and I'm jostling. Then I whittled it down to 3. Then I went down to 2, and now I'm down to 1, and it's right in my sweet spot. I don't have to waiver wire and all the other stuff. So I wonder how many – will Green Bay as a team in our team draft, I guarantee this – last year they went, I think, low 20s in a almost all Wisconsin father-son poo-poo platter.
Uh-huh.
We ain't getting out of the first round this year. There's 8 families that draft father-sons that will draft. Green Bay ain't getting out of the top 8. I feel fairly confident about
that. So, all right, and we're gonna get Big Cat on here briefly to give us a little bit of a rundown on how different boards fell at the different tables. He was helping... he was drafting for the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy program. Because I didn't see Chewy, and I'm sure Gabe was doing some national show. And Jen and I did our little chalk talk, and then we were both...
What'd you guys chalk talk about?
We talked a lot about Romeo Dobbs. We talked a lot about the defense. So it was a good conversation. But...
You guys as Big J's, though. Did you guys talk Big J, too?
No, we didn't discuss journalism in 2024. I did announce that I wasn't a fan. I saw some people were captioning the photo of me talking. Some were not very nice, I might add. They must have escaped out of the YouTube channel. But as one pointed out, he's saying You know I'm not a fan, which is fair, totally fair. To your point about, first of all, Rodgers, I think you're right. I think it could go catastrophically. I see that possibility. I also feel like even at his advanced age with the dysfunction of that team, you played with him, I covered him. You know what he is like when he has something to prove.
Lee comes at you fast, though.
I understand.
I just want to make sure you know.
And I'm just telling you, I'm not betting against
him. So you're betting on him. You're saying his stat line is going to be pretty dang good.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
what are you saying then?
I'm saying he will have a very good season. I'm not willing to go so far.
But you just said he could go catastrophic.
Right, because I can see things could go a variety of ways in an NFL season.
Hey, Hedgie.
The league comes at you fast.
Hedgie, it can't be both. It's either going to be catastrophic. I'll say this.
No, it could be middling, too.
No, it's going to be boom or bust. This thing ain't going. This is not going to be some middling year for those guys. Like, it's going to be boom or bust, and they better. I'll tell you this.
Better boom early.
It's important for every team to get off to a good start because confidence wanes quickly in this league.
Uh-huh.
I'm not worried about the Packers in that regard because they're young and how they're built.
Mm-hmm.
If I have an older veteran team that is a little bit mercurial, guys will jump off a ship a lot easier if they haven't built it.
Mm.
If they just come on the cruise.
To leak.
If you're Andrew Dufresne and you build that boat down in San Juan,
I think he was sanding that boat.
Well, sanding it, building it back up. Uh-huh. He is much more likely to go down with it when red comes out there. And all of a sudden out in San Juan, that gets some waves. And, if I'm Morgan Freeman, I'm thinking, there's a boat coming across. I'm going to jump. I'm good. Old boy ain't gonna because I built this thing. I got out. I crawled through miles of poop. I got out. I'm staying with this ship. Uh-huh. That's how teams that are built, when you mercurialize it, guys will say, I'm not really invested in this ship. I'm going to ship
Easy.
Off and jump into a different ship. Or
jump
I'll
ship.
Swim back to shore and see how it's good. I want to get my feet on the ground. When you've built it, you don't. And I feel like the Jets are a mercurial squad. I think the Packers are not. So we're Andy Dufresne. I don't know how Red would have reacted. I'd love to sequelize
that. I think he's going down with Andy Dufresne. So you're basically turning Shawshank Redemption into Castaway with your analogy here.
No, not at all. I'm telling you, being invested and having like a partnership is a different deal than Hassan Reddick signing. You're not going to pay me deuces, B.
Yeah.
There's a difference. And that's why it is very important because fractures and chasms and schisms happen much more so in veteran locker rooms with guys that have come in rather than the young guys that are trying to establish themselves a la the Green Bay Packers.
I agree with all that. Not your best analogy, but the rest of it was great.
What was not good about that analogy?
Well, Andy Dufresne is not building the boat in San Wataneo.
Did
Red
you notice
his best.
He's out there sanding his hands, bleeding from sanding that boat down.
Red is his best friend. He travels across the country and across the border to be with him. Do you really think Red is jumping ship?
I don't think so.
Like,
he's not
Hassan Reddick. He's
okay.
Red.
That part's fair, but I'm telling there's nobody else on the boat. I'll say this. Andy Dufresne's more invested in that boat than Red.
Right.
But Red's
but
invested.
If like, the mean warden or his security staff comes down to the boat, they're jumping ship quickly.
I think that warden's got bigger fish to fry.
He's got no fish to fry. He's donezo. As far as the Packers,
no,
as
the
a fantasy
was the
team.
Warden the guy that blew his head off, and then the
Correct.
Other dude. Who's the dude that was? What was? What's he considered?
He was one of the officers. Yeah, in the
that dude crying like a baby.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough being on the other side of the bars. To your point about the Packers as a fantasy team, and I do want to bring Joshy in because I am curious where Jordan Love went, how this all played out. But the Packers are like a nightmare for fantasy players, I would think. Like, we talk about how we don't know who the number one receiver is.
I think Josh Jacobs is going to be incredibly productive, and I think Jordan Love will. But outside of that, if you're going week to week.
Yeah, I don't even know who you pick a tight end of the two.
I think you go Dobbs and you go Musgrave, but I don't know how much you bank on that.
So, Joshy, you not only did you draft for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy's program, but I know you were moving and grooving around a little bit. You got a feel for the other drafts. Christian McCaffrey went number one in pretty much every draft but ours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What else were your observations? Where did Love go? Where did Rodgers go? And how do Packers fit into fantasy football players' draft mentalities?
So you made the comment of not suggesting really drafting any Packers, which is a belief I've had for a while here, this season in specific, even though I do think like a Dontavian Wicks, where he's being drafted late, is a value. But when you're in a room with that many Packers mm-hmm. fans, every single Packer gets bumped up a round, two, three, sometimes at that. So Josh Jacobs was going in the 40s range, which is pretty normal for the industry as a whole right now.
For the industry.
Yeah, the fantasy
draft
football
industrial fantasy football draft industrial complex. Yep. Yeah.
But everyone else who was associated with the Packers, and I say associated because like Jordan Love went earlier than normal. Aaron Rodgers was going earlier than normal because I think there still are
Where'd
plenty
Lazard
of people that
go?
Have.
Where was Lazard?
I did not
Before
see
after
him drafted.
Dobbs.
Dobbs is actually the third wide receiver drafted ahead of Dontavian Wicks in most drafts, which is they're in the 6-7 round.
That I'm telling
range.
You right now, Joshy. So Dobbs went after Watson and Reed. I'm assuming is that right?
Yes.
I think that is a mistake. I think that's a mistake.
I think the Christian Watson, you can make a good case for him like being near the tops in touchdowns like across the league if you think he's going to be healthy. I think there's a fair bet to be made there. I think reliability, though, Romeo Dobbs is probably the safer of the bets at this point.
Mm. Okay. So Love went where, and how did he compare? Like, Jesse got Joe Burrow as our quarterback.
Yes.
And I say our, but I don't, you know, I'm not super concerned about how our team fares.
You just don't care?
At least I was there.
yeah, but I'd rather have someone that cares than just be there.
So you care. You just said your fantasy footballed out. You don't care either.
No, I want our team to do well. If we put our name on it, I want it to do well.
I don't even know if we have our name on it. I think Jesse just put his name on it. But you you took issue with Jesse picking number one over. Again, now that you know the backstory to the Davante Adams, I just wanted him to take Aiden O'Connell so badly. you had a problem with him picking first. You thought he should, give away the pick and offer to go last in the round?
Yeah, I mean, we have all these wonderful fans took time out of their day to join us, join all these leagues
great
at
crowd.
Dave & Buster's. It mm-hmm. was a great crowd, great people, nice seeing everybody. It's been a while since we had one of these.
It
felt poor form. Now, it could have just been luck of the draw and how it happened, but as the host of the Wilde & Tausch League, it felt like he should surrender that pick and leave it up to the folks. Does it not?
IPT, Tausch?
Yeah.
No. Don't have a draft then. If he gets the first pick, what is this, charity? No, it's a game. You're competing. Oh, shucks, guys. No, that's not how it works. Now, if you want to trade and get some value back, I'll give you the bottom, but then you're letting me flip so I get two in a row, stuff like that, I'm good with. But no, this isn't some charity drive. Like, you're competing to win. So no, Joshy, get out of here with that BS.
Ooh, you got to get out of here.
The thing that would be better is if the Davante Adams, no matter what, if you take that 12th, people are looking at you less strength. Davante Adams 1-1. That's crazy talk. That's basically four.
So Joshy, what you're doing is you want the fans to win, and Jesse did that by taking Davante 1
there
overall.
There you go.
So
yeah.
It's actually a bigger win than giving away the pick.
I guess if you want to characterize it that way, it was a huge advantage for the guy who drafted second. That guy's got a leg up on everyone.
I would agree.
All right, last thing from the fantasy draft, because the only thing that I enjoy more than Tausch's travel tribulations is fantasy football. Tell me about your team. But I saw someone, and this was great, someone in our league took, I believe, Jalen Hurts as the first quarterback.
Hurts Donuts?
And Jesse was kind of ridiculing the pick.
He hates Jalen Hurts.
I mean, and then it turned out to be the person sitting next to him that we were talking to about it, which was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it yesterday. He compared Dontavian Wicks to Alan Lazard. Jesse just doesn't know ball. That's simple. Jalen Hurts is a perfectly good first quarterback.
In fairness, it was Romeo Dobbs that I think he put with.
Oh, sorry. Romeo Dobbs, not
done TV. But the point is well taken. Yeah, Jesse don't know ball. We know that.
Some people know it,
he's got Sam Ficken kicking still.
He's made his name being Aiden O'Connell and Derek Carr guys. Nobody likes them.
And again, that was the real first, no matter what, but he disobeyed.
All right. We as much as I would love to tease Jesse, but he is busy working today. We've got Riley Yauch in as our cousin sub of the day. Jesse may not know ball, Tausch, but Gene Adella knows windows.
Indeed, they do. And you know what? A lot of guests down at Dave and Buster's last night. And how do you say welcome to your guests? Well, say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can say it with color. The possibilities, they're endless, thanks to Pella's custom colors. You can also say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. And you say it with a great deal. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down and equal payments. But hurry up. The offer ends August 31st. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit PellaWI.com today to get started.
You mentioned Sam Ficken. He is not kicking for the Packers, but could Greg Joseph be kicking for the Packers? That has gotten interesting. Plus, more conversation about Romeo Dobbs as the Packers get ready for family night tomorrow night with the day off from practice today. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch. If you're watching on the video stream, there you see Jesse with his Coors Light and everyone else at the table, except for the kid at the end of the table. That kid does not have a Coors Light, so good responsibility there by Jesse.
Good-looking crew.
Yeah, Tommy and the whole gang.
Tommy.
I just like saying Tommy. I don't think, trying to figure out from this photo, did the McGuanago crowd joined Jesse. I felt like there were some McGuanagoans that took part. And I hope they gave Jesse a really hard time because he was trash-talking him. I overheard some of that during the course of
the draft. It's a very spicy rivalry between McGuanago and Muskego.
It is indeed. All right, Tausch. You sent us a text yesterday. I was just upstairs. I think archery is now on my television, but gymnastics were on yesterday.
I think soccer just finished up here. I'm watching soccer, which I don't know why. I'm not a soccer fan, as I've been very,
you're a fake
very.
Soccer fan
no, I'm
right
not a fake.
Now.
I'm not a fan of soccer. I've told you.
Well,
that.
Then why are you distracted by it?
Well, because there's just a goal that happened, and it's. I don't believe. Looking at the flags that are getting waved, I believe the U.S. just fell back 2-0. Is how they say it in soccer. Correct.
That's not great, Bob.
But we're going to be a power. Just keep, 30 years ago, we're going to be powerful in soccer, and I'm still waiting. That and Dewey Decimal's metric system, once those two come, we'll be there.
Okay, the Dewey Decimal system and the metric system are different things. So we do have the Dewey Decimal system. We don't have the metrics.
Good one.
Dewey or
nice
do we
setup
not have
here
the metric
by,
system?
I don't even know who they're playing. It's a nice setup.
Okay. If I may, let's try and tie the Olympics together with the Packers. You said you got some texts.
Beautiful short
that
side.
That was a nice
wow.
Shot.
That was. I'll give these fellas credit. That was a tight Pella window. Old boy snuck this in on the goalie. Bam!
Oh.
Beauty. Okay.
Gorgeous.
Continue. As a Lalu and Conomowoc. Looks like a Conomowoc scored that. All right. I'm done. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
I don't know. It was a pretty impressive goal.
If there's another quick goal, we might not be. Someone suggested to you, someone on the private talk and text line to Tausch, suggested the Packers should have kept Jonathan Owens.
That is correct.
For the Simone Biles pub.
And I said immediately that, there's a VAR check, so we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated on a VAR check, whether or not that goal counted. It should, because it was beautiful. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous to say, but obviously you want greatness around. And I thought last year with the where we were at the safety position, having Simone Biles around, I think, was awesome because she's a champion. She's great at what she does. But mm-hmm. is that going to help your football team when you have Bullard coming in and you sign X? Give me ball players. Give me ballers that are going to be hugely impactful rather than the GOAT of gymnastics coming. Now, does Eleanor Tauscher wish that Simone Biles, she tried to meet her last year, it didn't quite work out. Would she love to have her around again? Absolutely she would. But I think this texter to me on the Simone Biles front, bringing Jonathan Owens back strictly for Simone Biles is ludicrous and dumb. Can I be any more
I think
more
you've
blunt?
Made your position okay. clear, yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, not only that, but they appear to have some really upgraded, and I say that as a big Rudy Ford guy, some really nice upgraded options at safety right now. I spent some time talking about the safety position with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. You can find them every weekday, 7 to 9 on ESPN Milwaukee. But to me, they've done with the safety position what Goody kind of did with the wide receiver
no,
position.
Completely opposite.
No.
Well, Jason,
no, just the one spot.
Okay.
The one spot. They've gotten a bunch of guys that are all qualified young guys to play there. Now, obviously, they would have had to have kept Devontae Adams in the role of Xavier McKinney for it to work at safety.
And they didn't. Okay. I wanted to clarify that.
But he threw picks at the safety position after seeing that he had neglected it, right? I mean, when you end up with my guy Rudy Ford and you end up with Jonathan Owens, who did start 17 games the previous year in Houston, but you were patching holes. You weren't saying, all right, we're going to restock the shelves with young talent there. And then he goes out and he drafts three of them in one draft. Right? Second round, Javon Bullard. Fourth round, Evan Williams. Fifth round, Ketan Oladapo. And on top of that, it appears, in addition to Carrington Valentine, how's the soccer game going? In addition to Carrington Valentine in the seventh round last year, it looks like Anthony Johnson is a player.
It sounds like it, yeah.
So he's now got four candidates for that job. Where he had, can we just find somebody to play that spot a year ago? So Jonathan Owens, they're much better off from a football perspective without him on the team. But from a PR and attention standpoint, you know, I don't know. If you're the Bears, is he making your team just so you can keep Simone Biles around if you have better safety options? I don't think so. But I don't know what their safety depth chart looks
like. I'm going to tell you this. I think there's always the added benefit. If all things are equal, it's a great thing to have someone like Simone Biles around your program, around the wives. Like she brings greatness
cachet
to your franchise, for sure. But it's off the field. And on the field will always trump off the field. So I understood the texter's point on what this was.
Was it Baby Fresh?
It was not Baby Fresh. So in this case, it comes down to on the field. And Jonathan Owens filled a role. I thought he was okay last year. But to try and compare this to the wide receiver spot and how Goody flipped that, it's apples and oranges. You went out and bought the best available free agent at that position. And all you did on the other side of this is utilize a ton of draft capital. Now, if you want to say the other side of it, one out of two, the receiver position, again, I don't know who made that quote about the bomb shelter compared to just filling your pantry. It's a great, great analogy.
Yeah,
that's not what this was. This was going to Louis Vuitton and saying, I got to get the highest priced, greatest bag. I'm going to bring that in, and then we're going to go thrift shopping to find the other spot. So we have Louis, and now we have a bunch of thrifting, and hopefully, hey,
second-round picks are not thrifting.
Hold up. Anthony Johnson is.
It's going to TJ Maxx.
Whoa. Let me finish.
It's going to TJ Maxx, not Goodwill.
It's thrifting because you're going and you're getting different stuff. There's some vintage stuff, and you're hoping for a Stravinsky violin. You're hoping you find that Stravinsky.
There's no vintage stuff.
What do you mean?
There's no pre-owned stuff. The four guys they have, three have never played in the league, and one was a rookie seventh-round pick last year. Your analogy sucks. You can be critical.
You were looking for a Stravinsky.
Okay. You were good on Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
But what they did at the position a year ago was thrifting.
Fair.
Rudy Ford, okay. Jonathan Owens. Now they're looking for bargain prices on brand new merchandise, which to me is like Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Ross, those types of places.
Okay.
I'm glad I could help you with your analogy after you criticized mine. The bottom line is...
Yours wasn't an analogy, in fairness. You just made a statement.
I made a comparison.
They did the same thing.
He threw a lot of picks at a position. He did that at
wide
receiver.
What are we doing? Now it's 3-0. What are we doing?
Yeah, Morocco is smacking the United States around in soccer.
That's the men's team?
Yep. Yeah. And if I could jump in here
on this...
How
about the women's basketball? I hadn't lost since 1992? That's crazy
really?
Good, huh?
Jason, okay. You asked earlier about the Packers depth chart. I have the Packers depth chart up according to ESPN.com right now. At safety and free safety, I feel like the Packers could have kept Jonathan Owens for all the good bios PR personally. Like, is it really going to hurt the Packers that much if they get rid of Tyler Coyle or Zane Anderson? Like, sorry, maybe I just don't know ball either, but I feel like you could keep Jonathan Owens in place of one of these guys. And I don't think it would have changed the makeup of the roster all that much. I don't think it would have infected the on-field play.
Another person feels that way. They don't keep
eight safeties. And they've got four draft picks in the last 2 years, plus the Louis Vuitton bag, Xavier McKinney. It's going to be a challenge for Zane Anderson, who I really like and who is a special teams core guy. They're gonna have to do some finagling at the safety spot because they're gonna want to keep. They're obviously keeping Evan Williams. They're obviously keeping Javon Bullard, and it would appear they're obviously keeping Anthony Johnson. So that is four spots spoken for. A lot of times they don't keep more than four. Maybe they keep five. So they're not giving any of those
Has
guys
X
up
been
for
as good
Simone
as
Biles.
Advertised.
That makes sense.
Is X as good?
Yeah, he's picked off Love a couple times. I mean, he's
a dog.
He's the real deal. Now, again, let's see what happens when they're playing opponents. But he has been problematic.
I don't understand why the New York Giants, a team
they don't value the position,
a team devoid of talent, though.
Yeah, they don't. They don't spend their money elsewhere that is
elevatoring up. And you just let him go?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's a good question. We'll address that and whatever's happening in the Olympics after Tausch tells us.
Let me tell you something. This Olympic thing, shut it off. It is disgusting to watch. I'm not a soccer guy. You just gave up a wide open little left booty. 3-0 Morocco? Like, what are we doing here?
Put on the archery for Tausch. Put on the archery while Tausch tells us about Coors Light, which our entire table was enjoying last night at the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft at Dave and Buster's.
After taking Devontae first, you better have a Coors Light in your hand. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. I was just out in the Rockies, that beautiful water from the Rocky Mountains. Just matriculating down, clear and clean, right out of the Rockies. That's what they do. They pour that in.
Mercurialing.
Cold activated bottles and cans turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill, whether I'm in Golden, Colorado, or Middleton, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
You're... Coors Light is in your hand like your microphone will be for the rest of the show.
I don't know exactly what's going on with this mic, but we're going to keep pursuing and battling.
Tausch will continue
Unlike
to fight
this
through
US
adversity.
Soccer team.
Along with that soccer team. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Enough fantasy football talk, enough Olympic talk, unless you've got an update for us, Tausch.
No, we still stink.
Switch to like the archery.
I don't even want the TVs on, but again, I'm in the studio. I trust what the studio team is putting together, and we obviously wanted to. Looks like we're bringing in the cavalry. It's time to call it a day.
Are we bringing in somebody to fix your microphone?
No, I think it's. It'll get fixed. Just not. Not in this 3-hour window.
Sarah's not there to fix it for you. All right, so we need to play some trivia coming up, but I wanted to circle back to something that we were talking about earlier because we spent some time on it yesterday, but not everyone listens every day. And it does tie in a little bit to last night's fantasy football festivities because I feel like now I have become the designated Romeo Doubs defender. Because I still think there are a lot of skeptics out there.
DRDD. You're the dird.
Not to be confused with farts that we had on the show during the pandemic. Former Aaron Rodgers teammates. I don't think people are buying what I'm selling. I think they're skeptics of him. And it's because he's not flashy. So people are, as Joshy told us, like he was third out of the group of guys from the Packers that were drafted behind Christian Watson, behind Jaden Reed. I just don't think, as much as I've tried to spread the gospel of what a camp he's had, and you've got Jair, who's much more believable than me, you've got Matt LaFleur, you've got Jordan Love, no one wants to seem to listen. What are we doing wrong in our Romeo Doubs PR tour, if you will? Does he need Simone Biles?
He doesn't need Simone Biles. He needs to just continue to ball out. And I think what we've seen is good, consistent play. And a lot of times that gets overlooked. And he's not a self-promoter. He's not on Twitter doing a ton of stuff. He is, I think, he's a throwback. I think why I like him is because he just works. Mm-hmm. I don't hear a ton from him. Some said he's the most even-keeled dude ever.
Still stands.
After 6 weeks of covering him, you went 28 years and he's the most even. But that even-keeledness is a great quality to have as an NFL player. He's a worker, and until, I guess, he shows out in a big way and really kind of takes that number one or two spot, a lot of times what happens is you don't fully appreciate guys like that because the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you're just a good wheel rolling down the road, you don't pay much attention to it. It's just, my car is going to be good because I got four Dobbsies on there. Well, you know what? When you have a Watson and you got a leak, you got to take it into Zimbrick. You got to get it serviced. Mm-hmm. You always have to pay attention to that, whereas when something's steady, reliable, and quality, you take it for granted a little bit. And I think Packer fans, with all of the excitement of last year's rookie class and with Jordan Love's development, steady Eddie over there, he just does what he does. And now I think he has kind of put it on himself to say, you know what, I'm going to ball out. I got to get me a new contract. I need to emerge as the guy. And that's what Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur and almost every GM and coach around the league will say. I want to create that competitive room so that the dogs come out. And I think Romeo Doubs is trying to tell you, I'm that guy. But he isn't going to vocalize it himself.
Yeah, again, but and I guess I feel like even if you want to dismiss Jair Alexander, right, as kind of a, well, he's kind of quirky and he says some wild and crazy things, then what about Jordan Love and what he has said then? Like, again, it's not just me. It's not just Domofsky.
I understand. What I'm saying is what's really unique about this is most wideouts, and it hasn't been in Green Bay, but it's been around. You can just name a wideout. You're going to see it for the most part. He's not promoting. He's not out there, you know, in a big way pushing whatever agenda he has. He just works. And when you're a teammate and you think someone's not getting the love and the shine that they deserve, you start doing it because Jordan knows his microphone is the biggest. He's going to say it.
It doesn't break.
Ja ain't afraid. Ja's out there. He loves a mic. So he's going to promote. And when you have those guys doing it, it's always more powerful saying from someone else how great someone is. I always will tell my kids, you don't need to tell people
right
how good you are at something. I don't need to tell people how great of a parent I am. I don't need to do that. I'll let other people say it.
And I don't that. Boy, there's karma right there, you jackwagon.
Don't be defensive. I wasn't talking about anybody on this panel.
You're such a knob. All right, we need to play trivia.
Jason, you're a great dad. I just
shut
want to
up.
Make sure. Your kids are dynamite.
They are, and so are yours.
I agree with you. Thank you for thank you. That's
in
really
spite
nice.
Of you. All right.
What was that drop?
I don't know.
Hey now. Is that you being Danny DeVito or what?
No, that would have been a good drop though. It's let's see. It's Larry Sanders.
Hey now.
Oh,
I don't know.
Put respect on Larry Sanders. And he's another guy. He didn't tell you how great a comic he was. He had other comics telling you how great of a comic he was.
Gary Shandling, R.I.P., one of the all-time greats. All right, we need to play trivia. Here's a question for you.
I'm going to take trivia off. I don't have a sheet with me today. So since I did six yesterday, I'm going to put this on you.
Thank you.
Because by the way, you are a great trivia reader. Like you are. You don't tell us about how great you are at that. I'm going to tell you.
You're going to tell us how great Fortria is in a second, just so you're ready. We're going to play trivia. Now, here is my question. Riley, did you do these all by yourself?
Yes. Period.
And your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 100?
Yes. Period.
Confidence in what?
In having the correct answers.
Oh, God. I feel like any double negatives in your questions?
No, there are no double negatives, okay. And I am very confident given where I got my information from.
The internet.
Packers.com.
Oh, that's a very reputable site.
That's my understanding. All right. So what's the category and which caller would you like?
So the category, since the Packers unveiled their winter warning uniforms yesterday, is Packers uniform history.
Which they're going to wear on October 20th.
That doesn't make much sense. You could get an October snow.
I thought about this. You can't play in a snow game and have all whites. You're not going to know who the hell you're throwing the ball to.
Correct. But winter warning. I'm not a marketer.
They're warning.
That winter
I can remember
is coming.
Plenty of Hallows Eves where
indeed.
There's been snow.
Indeed.
Plenty. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to judge the Packers marketing team. I don't know how long this has been in the works, but a bit like a ripoff of what the Vikings did. I forget exactly what theirs was called. But
That shot's fired. I'll save that. Since David Bakhtiari crushed their social team for being kind of lame, they've upped their game plenty.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I give D-Bock credit. On his way out the door, he completely lambasted them, and they took note. They didn't pout and cower about it. They said, you know what, David? Why don't you get out here and play? But we agree with your assessment. We're going to do this.
All right, what caller do you want, Riley?
Let's go caller 12.
Caller 12 right now, 844.
That's how many goals Morocco's going to have by the time we get to that call.
844-770-3776. Caller 12 for trivia, 844-770-3776.
There's added time. Can they call this thing early?
Subtracted time, you're thinking?
You know what? There's 6 minutes of penalty time. Let's call this thing at 84 minutes. They don't care about the clock, so the hell with it. Yeah, it's done. Call it. Get out of here.
Tell us about Fortria in between your soccer viewing.
I will. You know what? I always talk about Fortria from a big person's perspective. They got a lot of studies with body mass indexes. Go to Fortria Clinical Trials. Find out all of the different studies that they have. You're looking for a little extra spending cash. You want to go to the Olympics. You better get moving. And Fortria's got you covered with a couple of studies. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 65, BMI 18 to 34. Study one overnight stay, 10 follow-ups, 3 phoners, and you can make $6,805 for your time and participation. Another study, healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study involves one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-up visits. Mm. It's a little bigger commitment, but also a lot bigger check. $13,006 for your time and participation. Head over to fortreaclinicaltrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Trivia's next. It's Will D. and Tausch. Let's welcome in our contestants.
I'm going to play along today, Jason.
Okay, by the way, thanks a lot for handling trivia yesterday, but you were the only one with the questions because they were your kids.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, had you sent them to me, I could have helped you.
Oh, I didn't need you to help me. I wanted you.
Well, you're taking the day off.
The day off. I like playing trivia, too. And I didn't get Wisconsin Wednesday trivia because I wasn't here. So
that's very
true. It's a great little blah, blah, blah. Nice little turnabout. It's fair play.
Poo-poo platter,
deal,
if you will. All right, let's welcome in.
Oh, come on.
Someone turn off the television, please.
Dude, so it's 90 minutes plus five. U.S. quit about 20 minutes ago. Let's deuce this thing. What are we doing? Still, the clock situation, crazy. Let's go. Hopefully there's no soccer questions.
Let's welcome in Josh and Madison.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
How are you this morning?
How are you? I'm doing well, guys. Happy Friday.
Are you more like the Morocco soccer team? Are you feeling like Morocco or the U.S. this morning as far as your vibe?
I'm feeling like the U.S.
I'm a U.S. Olympic sports fan, so go U.S.
Amen. All right. Let's play trivia. The category has nothing to do with the Olympics. It has everything to do with the Packers' new winter warning uniforms. Question number one, asked by me, is this. Which color is noticeably absent from the Packers' new winter warning helmets? Is it white, yellow, or green?
That is yellow.
Is just green and white. Green and white on the helmets. But there is some, I won't say anything. Question two, just in case. Cranberries! Question two. Who was the only Packers player to ever don the number one jersey?
Curly.
Couple extra entries, am I right?
Should be. Curly Lambeau is the correct
answer.
Is
that retired, or can that be used by some young whippersnapper?
So it's not retired. Great question. It is, like, just uncirculated, which is strange. Mm-hmm. Not sure I understand that. I mean, they give Leroy Butler's in the hall now, but they gave it to Nick Collins. They gave it to Anthony Johnson, who's playing like Leroy Butler in practice right now. So, I mean, that's probably an overstatement slightly. All right, question three, Josh.
Nitschke's retired. Nobody's rocked the 6'6", right?
That's correct. Did you want to try and get the Packers' other retired numbers before we continue?
Well, Tony, Canadeo, Bart, Brett, A-Rod, Reggie.
No, A-Rod is not retired.
How much you want to bet number 12 is never used again?
That's not the question.
So then is it retired or not?
It is not being circulated currently.
Okay.
So did you get them all?
Yeah, I think so.
Hudson? Did you say Hudson?
I missed Don. Yeah, I missed
14.
Don.
Hudson, 14. Canadeo, 3. Star, 15. Nitschke, 66. White, 92. Favre, 4.
Wow.
Question 3, Josh, is this. In what year did the Packers first start wearing green and gold? Was it the year 1921, the year 1935, or the year 1950, Josh?
Shot in the dark, 1935.
Tausch, agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree. All boys' vibes are strong today.
Yeah, they are. And you are correct. Josh, before you go, what do you think of the winter warning uniforms? All white, head to toe.
I like it. I even when the Badgers started donning like the black mix like in and black stuff, I'm all for the different colors.
Yep.
So my follow-up question for you and Tausch is, when you wear something white, are you nervous then to eat?
Well, that was my wife's first comment, so good job, Jason.
It's really in my target demo right there. All right, Josh.
You ain't kidding about that.
Could not have nailed it better than that. Josh, you also nailed trivia. You got three questions right. That means you've got four entries. Riley, are you going to handle the drawing today, too?
I believe so. I mean,
no.
Jesse's still in the building, to my knowledge. So,
come on, Riley.
We could see if Jesse wants to make a guest appearance. Otherwise,
no,
I'll take
you
care
can
of it.
Do it. You can do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We believe in you. All right. Josh, four entries. Good luck, buddy. Thanks. Say hi to your wife for me.
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Nice. Oh, it even kind of went with a Favre imitation.
We're a three-piece nug. We're not back. Three for three with the loves, which is nice.
People are just happy to have old T back in the building. All right. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour. And when I say kick off the 10 o'clock hour, it's a pun. We'll explain. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.